Before, he was an NBA champion.
A city, a province, a country celebrates the NBA championship.
Before, he was a gold medalist.
Team USA ending its 16-day Olympic run the same way it started, with a gold.
Before, he was a Raptor, Rocket, and Grizzly. Kyle Lowry was a Villanova Wildcat. Recruited by head coach Jay Wright, Kyle joined the team for the 2004-2005 season. In that first year, Villanova made the Sweet 16, Kyle was named to the Big East All-Rookie Team, and was the Philadelphia Big Five Rookie of the Year. In his sophomore season, the Wildcats made it to the Elite Eight, led by a starting lineup featuring Kyle and three other guards.
Randy Foy, Alan Ray, Mike Nardi.
After that successful season, Kyle declared for the NBA draft.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Kyle Lowry of Villanova University.
But his Wildcats legacy would live on. What exactly is his legacy? Let's go back to the beginning. After committing to Villanova, Kyle's freshman season got off to a slow start. That August, he tore his ACL, but he made incredible progress, a product of his determination.
It was almost like no one could believe it. Just his ability to want to get back, he had an impact right away, and I think that was really impressive to all of us.
With that determination came a stubbornness. Former teammate Dwayne Anderson remembers.
I get in the car with him. We're talking, and I think something happened, and he wasn't too happy. One of the assistant coaches was driving the truck. He turns around and goes, "Man, don't come to Villanova." And I'm thinking, wait, like, I'm already committed. What do you mean don't come to Villanova?
And former Wildcat and Raptor Alvin Williams had his own encounter with Kyle's fieriness.
When I first tried to introduce myself and talk to him a little bit, he really wasn't having it. So he was really a closed young man, and, you know, he was not the most respectful person in my eyes.
But despite some difficulties, all Kyle wanted to do was win.
We just didn't give a damn who was in front of us. We were guarding guys that was, you know, 5-6 inches taller than us.
Kyle and the Wildcats went 52-5 while he was with the program. He may not have been a senior on the team, but that didn't matter.
I used to dread the one-on-one and two-on-two drills because he was relentless.
Early on, I know that he rarely showed leadership qualities verbally. He always showed it by his play. He always put his body on the line, you know, like it's the same thing he's doing now.
And Lowry takes the charge.
Through two seasons at Villanova, he averaged 9.5 points per game and 3 assists. When he declared for the 2006 NBA draft, his teammates and coaches knew he'd be good. But did they know he'd be great?
I think he always had that in him to be heart and soul of a team. You know, he just has that type of personality about him.
I'm going to go on the record now. He is a Hall of Famer. His jersey will be retired in Toronto. The success at this level, winning the championship and all of the All-Star games, no, because I know that's a popularity contest.
You know, I couldn't envision someone being a 6-time All-Star, an Olympian, a champion, and all that stuff, because you never know. A lot of that comes with luck, but, you know, he put himself in position to be successful on those levels.
And what about the man off the court?
The reason I play this game and work so hard is to provide for them, and they could see me lead as a man, as their dad.
He's such like an amazing father now. He's a businessman. It's amazing to watch as a young man myself who has kids now, and I'm a coach. So just to watch how he operates and how he moves is very special, and it's very inspiring.
He has evolved so much as a man, which is great. You know, it's great to see, especially with his kids and his family.
You know, at the end of the day, he's a great person. And I think that's why he's been so successful.
So back to that legacy question. What does Kyle Lowry mean to Villanova basketball?
He's going to go down as one of the best players to ever wear a Villanova jersey. You know, just off of so many accomplishments that he had.
Villanova basketball stays with us throughout our lives. You know, our career on the NBA court, which is blue-collar, hard-working, and trying to outwork people.
He's one of the pillars of Villanova basketball, and he's always here in the summer. He has done a great job at continuing to stay close to the program, stay close to our players, build relationships with those guys.
And I hope he understands for, you know, myself, what type of influence he had on me and all these other players that played after. We still show clips of him to the team.
Congrats on the jersey retirement, Kyle.
You're going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever put on a Villanova jersey. Congrats, man. Enjoy.
Just extremely proud and, you know, very fortunate to have be a teammate of Kyle and a good friend of his as well. And I wish him nothing but the best and continued success.
I appreciate my time with you. You really pushed me day in and day out and to not only help me become the player that I was, but also the man. So I just appreciate you, and you deserve this.
An amazing basketball player, but also an even better father, motivator, leader. Congratulations to you, man. You are very special to a lot of people at Villanova and also in Philadelphia. Congrats, man.
I couldn't be more proud of a young man, you know, watching him grow, but a young man being who he is today. And I'm very proud of him, and it's nothing but love for him.